What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Outspoken, informative,
the Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Everybody on 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Good morning to you. Glad for you to join us and everybody watching on our YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. Everybody on our Facebook Live, glad to have you guys with us. Woo, it is bright. It is early. And guess what? There's another football game to be played today. And I hope you guys have recovered well from last week's homecoming at Southern and Alcorn. Hit the gridiron for the battle of SWAC West, first place in SWAC West, and what a battle it was. Hell of a game it was. And let me tell you, before we even get to the game, and I'll get to the game a little bit later for sure, this homecoming for Southern University last weekend, 2024, was an epic one. It is one that I think will go down in the record books. It will be one that people will be talking about for 50 years from now, about how big the 2024 homecoming was, and in so many different ways. One, from just the traffic, from the good times, the amount of people, just the sheer number of people. Had to be 100,000 plus people on the campus of Southern University last week. It was the biggest crowd I've ever seen in my entire life. So I hope you guys have had a good morning. I know a lot of people, it took some days. Now, some of us who've gotten a little older, some of the listeners and the people that's paying attention that's a little older than me, I know it took you a few days to shake back, right? It took you a few days to shake back just from all of the festivities of the weekend all the way through Sunday. There was so much going on. There was so many people on the yard. There was a lot to do and a lot to get into, man. And I had a good time. I had a really good time, and I hope you did as well. We had a great show last week. Chancellor Pierre was able to come on and welcome everybody back home to the Bluff at Southern University. How about Carlton Jones Jr. Coming on? He's the National Alumni Federation president, coming on, being able to welcome all the alumni and friends as well to the campus and give you an idea of where to go, what to do. My man Rodney Kirshner coming on. He tried to give us some type of idea of the traffic and the updates, but once again, that was the reason with having him on here, because I knew the traffic was going to be what it was, especially getting into campus. I was in traffic at 6 o'clock last week. 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. last week, and just imagine traffic from that point, then with the parade, and then having to get into it after that once the cleanup and everything opened back up. And then Kevin Baptiste coming on talking. Charles Edmond, my man, talking about Alcorn, gave us the breakdown and the rundown of what the Braves, who the Braves were, what they looked like, and what they were going to do. All in all, man, what a hell of a day it was, what a hell of a time it was, and there's going to be some hell of a stories that will be told for years about people's experience, both good and bad, and I've seen it. Social media kind of erupted last week, and I'll talk more about that after we get ready to take a break, but social media erupted last week about all the different things that were seen. People had eyes, and trust me, the eyes were working across the campus last week. But nonetheless, as we get started, I hope you guys are enjoying yourself. I'm on the road this week, and guess what? I hope you are on the road somewhere enjoying yourself this morning as well, as we're continuously making sure that we bring you the information about what's happening at Southern and around the SWAC. Today's show, we're going to have my man Kevin Baptiste and Jim Klein Peter going to come on. We're going to break down today's game, Southern versus FAMU. I'm going to give you a recap of what happened around the SWAC, and then we'll look ahead at the SWAC this week, because things are shifting, starting to come into place, and it's time to put the pieces together, because I'm also going to give you guys a breakdown and a rundown of how the SWAC standings work, because I had a conversation with someone this week who thinks Southern only has to win those SWAC West games, that the games against the Eastern teams may not affect them. But I'm going to give you the full rundown to make sure that you guys understand what's at stake for the SWAC teams as they move forward. And so before I do that, we got to pay some bills and take a break. So, Mike, hook me up back at the studio. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there on 107.3 FM around the Baton Rouge Capital City area, waking up, turning your radios on, and being able to listen to my voice here on the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us this morning. Everybody watching on our YouTube channel and our Facebook Live, good to have you guys with us. As always, before I get started, go hit that subscribe button on the Jaguar Journal YouTube channel. Go hit that follow button on the Jaguar Facebook page. Good to have you with us. And listen, I open the call lines today. If you guys want to call in, I would love to hear about your homecoming experience. I would love to hear if you think this was one of the biggest ones to ever happen. 225-499-1073 is the number. 225-499-1073 is the number. I'll give it to you one more time. 225-499-1073. If you want to call in, talk to me, talk about your experience, whether it was good or bad, hey, let's just have the conversation. And let me tell you, I'm looking at the YouTube. Chris, if you out there, if you're listening this morning, if you have recovered from homecoming, the people want to hear your commentary in terms of your experience from homecoming with Southern versus Alcorn. And listen, as big as the crowd was, I think even bigger what created it was the matchup between Southern and Alcorn, because what was at stake? Both teams came into the ball game undefeated, first place in the SWAC West, and it was an opportunity for two teams to read on the gridiron and figure out who's going to take the reins and move forward as still being undefeated and holding down the SWAC West. This was an interesting matchup, and I think what we saw, because the past couple years we've seen Southern homecoming has been against Division II, what was Lincoln and some other schools, some smaller schools, right, that does not quite generate the interest. Homecoming, one thing about it, is going to always generate people to come back and have a good time. There's a lure about homecoming around HBCUs, and I don't care where you go in the country. Homecoming is what it is, and it's typically everybody's biggest game of the year at home. It is the most attended game at home, And I'm not speaking of the classics. I know the classics have the big numbers. But when you speak of homecoming, that would in itself have people planning for next year's homecoming after this one. And most importantly for me, it was the matchup. It was the matchup with Southern and Alcorn. And I think the interest, and I believe the interest that I saw of the people coming into town and everybody seeing what this matchup was able to create is what generated the interest. Now, if Southern wants to move forward, Jaguars, administrators, if you're listening to me, if you want this type of experience, you then have to continue to schedule opponent for Southern University football for this type of atmosphere, for that type of bringing everybody back, because everybody came back, right? Next year's schedule, hey, plenty of options. Plenty of options for Southern. Could you imagine a Southern FAMU homecoming in Baton Rouge next year? And I'm just throwing this out there. That may not be the case. I don't know. I don't know anything about next year's schedule at all. But could you just imagine Southern's opponent today, Florida A&M, if Southern and FAMU played next year for homecoming? We thought this Southern versus Alcorn game was big. Could you imagine that? Let's go to the phone lines. We got Chuck on the line. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Perry. How you doing, brother? I hope you're all as well with you. I see you're on the road. And, I was calling. I wasn't at Southern's homecoming. I was at my parents and I were at Grammy's homecoming. But you know what? I kept up with what was going on down there with my phone and see what was going on. And I can tell right away how you all made a turnaround with your football team. I was looking at that and like things are kind of picking up for you all and looking at how things are shaping up in the Swag West. You know, we were watching, UAPB. I'm going to tell you, don't let that record fool you, but UAPB is no slouch. Those young men are tough. Makai Higgins, Javonte Gibson, and that running back, B.J. Carey, number 24. Like I said, anything could occur. And then when I saw what you all did at Alcorn, I said, and I looked at it when Grambling played. Grambling had business losing to him. And, it came down to coaching. Cedric Thomas just out-coached Mickey Joseph. And I'm looking at it. It looked like Terrence Graves and his staff are getting it together for you all. And I'm going to tell you this. I did get a chance to watch the replay of the off-script broadcast that you did, the pregame. And, man, I was falling out laughing the whole time. I enjoyed watching it.
I think that broadcast was a synopsis, just a quick review of what everything was that weekend. And for you, you were up at Grambling. It was Grambling's homecoming last week against UAPB. Talk to me at Grambling. What was that environment like up there last week?
Oh, man, congested. I'm going to tell you something. It was wall-to-wall. People, we were getting in, we got in before the game. But what happened, that traffic was congested coming from the Monroe Way and the Shreveport Way from on I-20 going into the campus. And what happened? Things went great there. But, my parents, it was great that I'm happy that they both alumnus the Grambling and got a chance to be there, at this point in life. Because many people that they remember that you come to homecoming are no longer with us. But there were some of my dad's band brothers. One of his band brothers from Edgard, Louisiana, played in the band. They were Super Bowl I together. They were in the band that went Grambling and Grambling and University of Arizona in Super Bowl I in 1967. You got a chance to meet up with him. But what happened, you're always going to have any homecoming when you're trying to get out of there. It was just trying to get vehicles trying to get through, people out there just blocking the way and laying the horn trying to get people out. And that happened just not just Grambling, but anywhere. People that don't mean you well, they're out there drinking and doing everything else and just trying to get it. We finally got it off that campus to get on back to Monroe. What happened is there was some disorder and that happens at all these schools. There are those, and it's not the students, it's just these people who didn't go there just want to come in and start trouble. There's nothing wrong. It's great that those from outside are coming in, but just be on your best behavior.
Yeah, I understand. With homecoming, it's not just about the alums, although, when you graduate from an institution and you're visiting with family and friends or someone who graduated from the institution, it brings all type of people out, man, whether they attended the university or you have people who go around and just say, man, let's go see what this homecoming looks like. But, hey, I want to go see what this homecoming. Everybody has the unique experience of saying homecoming is a big game. for them on their campus. And everybody believes, every school believes their homecoming is the best one out there. And that's what's always an interesting conversation. You know, when you get, well, what are the top homecomings out there, right? And Jay Walker does it all the time on his broadcast when he says, give me five. And he'll go through giving the top five homecomings. And we've heard it in the past, right? North Carolina A&T. We've heard it in the past, Howard. I've heard even Prairie View, whose Prairie View's homecoming is today. Jackson State's homecoming is next week. Grambling's was last week. Pine Bluff is today. Alcorn's was 2 weeks ago. But let me tell you something. Yeah. Each homecoming, I believe, has something unique about it that makes it different. And for Southern, I think it's just the pure camaraderie, the friendship, the fellowshipping that surrounded the football game. Because a lot of homecomings is all about the party. It's about the hangout and the tailgate more so than it is about incorporating the game with it. And with Southern's being right there in Scotlandville in North Baton Rouge, they have the parade right there at the foot of the hump that goes through the community, a community that oh so well has been embedded in a part of Southern University since it moved on the bluffs of the mighty Mississippi right there. It makes up the fabric of people just coming back who grew up in the neighborhood, who just grew up around Southern. Everything about it gave it a feel that I think, for me, put Southern at number one. Now, have I been to everybody's homecoming? I have not. Let's see, what homecomings have I been to?
Texas I've been Southern's to homecoming. In 2019.
I've been to Grambling's homecoming. I've been to Valley's homecoming. I've been to UAPB's homecoming. I've been to Jackson State's homecoming, of course, Southern. So that's six homecomings out of 12 that's around the SWAC. And I've yet to make my way over to MEAC country to those games. But nonetheless, for me, I'm going to be a part of those where everybody say our homecoming is the best. Southern homecoming can't be touched. And that's just me. I don't care where you go, what you do. I just don't think it can be touched.
Yeah, and Bob, I have you on. I got a chance to talk to he's a friend of ours, John Graham, legendary band director at UAPB. He recruited heavily out of Monroe. A lot of band members from Monroe play UAPB, a lot of football players played there. Mr. Graham, he's a friend of ours. And one of his assistants, Daryl Evans, is a graduate of Grambling. And my mother, he's working with my mother at Carroll High School. And it was just a great camaraderie. His one of his other assistants, Harold Fuster. And, you know, having those guys, Mr. Graham is a graduate of the University of Central Arkansas, and Harold Fuster, a graduate of Henderson State. He's the only HBCU for Daryl Evans, and he comes out from Grambling. And they've done a great job with M4, and they're just a down-to-earth group of guys.
Yeah, they are, man. Chuck, I'm up against the break, man. As always, man, it's a pleasure. Thank you for giving us a call, man, always, man.
All right, be safe on the road, brother. You all take care.
All right, yes, sir, Chuck. Appreciate you. 225-499-1073 if anybody wants to call in this morning, talk to me. Hey, I'm an open book this morning. If you want to have a conversation with me, if you want to talk to me about your homecoming experience, hey, was this the biggest one you ever experienced? And I talk to people who've been around from the 80s, from the 90s. Anyone who I have had conversations with right now has said, man, this is one. This was the one. And guess what? When you have a huge game with the magnitude that it was on the line, LSU out of town last week, up in Fayetteville taking on the Razorbacks, you get the city to yourself. And what I would like to see with Southern from that game, because of the amount of people, I want to see Southern then begin. Let's do an economic impact study. Right, let's show what the financial grasp of what Southern can do in the city of Baton Rouge and what the region. Because trust me, people had to have, businesses had to have made plenty of money last week. And I'm not talking about incorporating it with LSU and saying, okay, it was both. Last week was Southern's town. Baton Rouge was Southern City last week. Southern had the city all to itself. And with the amount of people that came onto that campus, and for the people who didn't make it to the campus, just in the community and to the city, I would like to see an economic impact study of what that game generated for the city of Baton Rouge and the region. I would be curious. You know, we get it for the Bayou Classic. I know LSU does one for their economic impact for their home games that they use for the Baton Rouge business community. I want to see one for Southern. What does Southern generate when Southern has games like this, What do they generate for the city of Baton Rouge when you're talking about money brought into the city? Hotels, gas stations, restaurants, whatever the case where people going to spend money, what was that impact? What was the dollar sign to that? And how do we measure that to then leverage us moving forward, opening up partnerships, corporate sponsorships, and whatever else throughout the city of businesses that we have yet to go knock on the door and say, hey, I'm Southern University. I love to do business with you. I'm Southern University. I love to partner with you. And because I want to do business, because I want to partner with you, let me show you our portfolio. And a part of that portfolio, let me show you our economic impact study of what we bring to the city of Baton Rouge. Whether you were there, whether you saw it, let me show you what we generated for the city. And within that, let me show you where we are going with it. All right, I know we got Leon and Chris on the line, but let's get ready to take a break. When I come back on the other side, guys, I'm going to open it up. Let me pay some bills, and I'm going to go straight to the call line. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, good morning, everybody. We are back. I'm Perry White. It is the Jaguar Journal. Let's go straight to the phone lines this morning as we're talking homecoming recap. Let's go to Leon. Leon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How you doing, man? Good morning.
Yeah, this is Dion. Dion Webb. How you doing, man?
Oh, Dion. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Dion.
Man, I tell you, you probably just still here. I'm still tired from homecoming, man. When I tell you, man, because we season book holders, me and my daddy Henry, and we've been for years, man, we had our tailgate spot every home game right down the nurse's lawn by the Tony Clayton thing. And when I tell you, brother, man, I don't think we could top it. I really don't think we could top ourselves. I mean, it was epic, man. It was epic. I couldn't do nothing but getting back to the trailer where my golf cart was and just sleep. I couldn't do nothing. It was epic.
Let me ask you this, Dion. How long have you been attending Southern homecomings? Southern games, I know, but just homecomings that you can remember, your first homecoming and looking around and up into this year, which homecoming did you think was the biggest for you?
I've been doing this for at least the past 13 years. And I got to say, this one was the best. I got to say it. I don't care. You know, when Jackson State come in town, we come out. No. This here beats everything I ever seen on Southern campus. And when I say the nation was in there, and even in the game, if we can do this every home game, oh, man.
And you know what's even bigger? I think now Southern fans, and this is what we've been wanting, think of the idea of a SWAC championship game in Baton Rouge. And imagine if it wasn't even just home. We're just talking about the SWAC championship game. And if it was Southern and Jackson in Baton Rouge for a SWAC championship game.
Oh, no, nah, that might top it right there. That'd be epic, man. And I was just so proud, man. Because, honestly, that the team fed off us. Man, I mean, really, me and my dad talk about this, man. We were so proud the way the offensive line played. They was opening them up. They played the game. They controlled the line of scrimmage. But, man, just to see the people people we didn't even know, man, coming by just eating because we feed everybody. Man, it's just like a big family, man, like a big old family out there. And it was beautiful, man.
Well, Dion, man, I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourself, man. Thank you for the call, man. And as always, love you and appreciate you for the
love
support,
too, man.
Just tuning
keep
in bright and early on a Saturday.
All right. Thank you, my brother.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines, of course. We got Chris. Chris, good morning. All right. CJ, good morning. Chris, call right back. He hung up on you by mistake. It happened. CJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Perry. How you doing? You got a great start this morning. Everything is whiffling along pretty good. But look, that it's not going to be a repeat of that type of atmosphere or that type of event at Southern or any HBCU, period, because it was just once in a lifetime. But it happened at Southern University. You know, it's like they say, with the S on our chest, we make ourselves super all the time. But, Perry, this is one of the things that I think we need to take advantage of, and we need to let the university know, too. They're not taking advantage of things that can really help our university. And we got things that's getting ready to be in, that has been passed by the legislature that's going to be putting new construction on our campus. We need to start showing pictures of all the new colleges, business are going to have a new building. We're going to have a law center working. They got other things in the athletic department getting ready to take place. We need to show pictures of these things to let the people know how their money is working for them at Southern University. At halftime, Perry, no other HBCU in the world can do what Southern did at halftime. Not only did the band did an outstanding performance, but the foundation came up and gave Southern University a $20 million check. $20 million, Perry. These are things that don't happen nowhere else but at Southern University. So that's why I say the university don't take advantage of the opportunities that's hitting them right in the face. They should be on this show every week promoting Southern University as relates to recruiting, retainment, and all the other things that need to be talking about as to what is going on Southern campus. They're not doing it. They're falling flat on their face. Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
All right. Thank you, CJ. Mike, was we able to get Chris back on? All right, Chris, let's go back to the phone lines, my man. Chris, good morning, Chris.
What's going on, Perry? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Good to hear your voice this weekend.
Yeah, man, I heard that you were doing it big. You was, Scotty gave you all kind of props and everything like that. So, you know, back in my era in the 70s when I went to school at Southern, we had one word for that type of atmosphere, havoc. It was absolute havoc is what we had going
okay.
on. Yeah, that's what we had going on. I got to say this homecoming was outstanding. You know, homecoming holds a special place with me. That's where I met my wife at in the homecoming parade 43 years ago. So it was outstanding. But I got to admit, you know, back in 1974 when we played Jackson State with Walter Payton, Jackie Slater, Vernon Perry, Robert Bazile, we actually had the funerals back in them days, Perry, where we actually would have a funeral showing Walter Payton in the casket. And, you know, didn't nobody hardly have cars back then. So everything was totally different. Everything was on campus. Wasn't nobody going off campus to anything. And there wasn't nearly as many people. But what we had Saturday, though, it was outstanding. And one thing that you learn at Southern University is patience. I know the traffic mm-hmm. was bad. I know you had to sit there and wait, but it did not deter any way about how you was going to enjoy yourself. It was outstanding. I mean, it was great. A friend of mine was trying to get over on Fraternity Row, said it was just like Bourbon Street. It's just that many people. Never seen that was many people before. So we need to capitalize, as CJ said, and I do believe that Chancellor Pierre is the right guy. I believe he's going to be accountable. I believe he's going to take everything into consideration. Because here's what you look at, Perry. Give you case in point. If we go on the road and beat the Rattlers, then go and beat A&M, you're going to have at least 25,000 when we come back home for our next home game. That's just how passionate we are. That's just how bad we're looking for a winner. And we have to be able to put those things in place. We have to logistically start doing things and holding things the right way. Scotty made some good points. I know you heard him. He made some excellent points, and you can't say he was lying in what he was saying. And those are the type of things that have to be. I know of a fact that Chancellor Pierre has been given a list of things that we need to do. But in order for us to host SWAC championship games, in order for us to maximize all our opportunities, like CJ was saying, we have to do it. But most of all, to see our team turn around like it has, T. Graves might have the magic. We've been looking for that Pete Richardson disciple to be able to come through. Tell you what, that was a big step in the right direction, what took place at Pete Richardson Field Saturday night in A.W. Mumford Stadium.
And, Chris, let me say this. This is the game. This type of game is what Southern fans have been needing for years now. And we call this a big win, a big game, because I talked about it earlier before we even started the season and going into that McNeese game. I knew the Jaguar Nation was going to show up to Lake Charles, right? And we
right.
go back in the past couple of years, the Jacksons, the FAMUs, even this Alcorn game that we saw. Southern has been in need of a big victory when the fans show up at his at their peak to support.
Exactly.
Now, this is no knock to the rest of the SWAC. I promise you, if you're listening to your programs, but the Alabama A&Ms, the Valleys, the UAPBs, the Texas Southerns, even the Prairie Views. I mean, when you look at those programs aren't winning championships. But when Southern goes against those programs that have been championship caliber over the past few years, FAMU, Jackson State, of course, Grambling with the classic, we're going to always say, but I'm talking about just the home games, and you get an opportunity, even with Alcorn last year, who was right there in the thick of things until they went on the road and lost at Texas Southern. Those are the type of wins when the Jaguar Nation shows up. That excites them. And to have that crowd and that fan base and all that was surrounding Saturday to walk away and say Southern won that game, that was the energy everybody needed. Because if Southern had lost it, that was going to really deflate everybody. Because now what we was going to say, we had a damn good time, no doubt about it. But that football team with the fan base needed that in order to, what they say, just give us that one extra kick, that one extra push that we've been looking for to get this thing cranked back up to what we used to see.
And that's the thing that we're talking about. That's the thing that we need, just like you said. When Kendrick Rhines broke for 51 yards, I mean, it was absolute havoc in the stand because we knew we had it. We knew their quarterback couldn't beat us. We had got back to that dominance. We trying to get back to that dominance. We go down here to this snake pit and win the day, and you really going to see something. Because just like I said, the adjustments are being made. The adjustments have been made. When I think about Texas Southern and how lucky and fortunate we were to win that game and what could have happened, and we got a team like we got right now. And you've been saying, we've been saying it the whole while, Perry, we done had good teams over the last 3 years. We've actually feel a quality team. Our coaching has been suspect. But the thing that we have to be able to do is to be able to capitalize. Because just like Bomani Jones say, the thing about Southern alumni, Southern don't care what you think about Southern. What we tell you is what Southern means to us. And that's the reason why we like we are. That's the reason why we brag like we do. That's the reason why we talk noise. G say he couldn't find nobody to talk noise with. He wasn't hanging around guys that went to school in the 70s. Because if I'd have spotted them, they'd have got all the conversation they want. Because like we say, Perry, nowhere else but Southern U.
Nowhere else but Southern U. Let me ask you. You said that one in 74. This one goes down. That was a long time ago. This one goes down in the one in the books for you?
Oh, this one is definitely, this one definitely goes down in the books for me. Because of everything that was going on. Because of all of the... I'm telling you, I've never seen Fraternity Row. I've never seen in front of Fisher Hall. I've never seen in front of the Arts Building where it looked like Bourbon Street, that many people walking. Never seen that before in my life. So that was a big difference. And shout out to Chuck that called in and let him know that my nephew is the superintendent of Monroe City School District, Sam Moore. So he can just tell him he hears Uncle on the Jaguar Jones every Saturday morning. Appreciate you, Perry, and all that you do, man.
Man, Chris, thank you, man. Always, man. Glad that you called in, shared your thoughts, man. I appreciate you, man. I hope you, we sound like you had a great homecoming, man. And let's, you know, as we put our thoughts together that these Jags get this victory today at FAMU, because once again, this is another big game. Because as
big
Southern,
game.
We like championship caliber sports, championship caliber teams. And
that's
when you
it.
Get a team that's able to compete on championship caliber measurement, that's what the fan base, that's when we stick our chest out a little bit better, a little bit bigger with that S on it, because that's what has created the notion of the Jaguar Nation of showing up to People's Stadium and showing up to ours, because we knew at the end of the day that a championship was always on the line once the season came to an end.
Perry, we the SWAC's worst nightmare. Every school in the SWAC is hoping we stay down. Every school in the SWAC hoping we don't win a championship. Because if you ever let the Fighting Jaguars get up off the deck, what are we going to do with those arrogant so-and-so? Because one, like I say, when we was on that 26-game SWAC winning streak with Coach Richardson, we walked in the stadium letting them know you got zero chance. So, therefore, we're trying to get back to that level. And Terrence Graves was there for us. The players that was there for us. So, we got that understanding, and that's what we're striving toward. And that we'll see how much we've grown down in Bragg today. That's going to be the telltale sign.
Thank you, Chris, for the call, man. Love you. Appreciate the support that you always give. All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. I'm going to talk about the game day, just the game itself and all of the excitement, the atmosphere within itself, man. We'll talk about it. So y'all stay tuned. I'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, good morning, everybody. I am Perry White. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good to have you guys with us. I like the energy this morning as we're talking about and recapping homecoming. It was a great time. It was festive. It was one of the biggest. This one will go down in the books. I'm glad to have been there. I'm glad to have been a part of it. If you missed it, listen, there's nothing we can do to recreate it for you. I promise you. It's just the videos, the pictures, don't do it any justice. But I know a lot of people complained about the traffic, right? 2-3 hours sitting in traffic to get to A to B to C, trying to make your way onto the campus. Listen, you got to plan better. That's all I got for you. Now, I don't think anybody expected the type of crowd and the flow that we were going to get to come onto that campus. But come on, people. We've homecoming enough to know, and I heard this from a lot of people, man, I'm going to get up there about 1 o'clock. I'll get up there about 2. I'll get up there about 3. It's homecoming. What do you expect? Properly plan. Hey, listen, if you don't want to be up there all day, your best bet is to just camp out in your car. Get your butt on that campus. I knew better. Although I do this show, I did the show from on campus. I was in traffic at 5:30, 6 o'clock, trying to make my way. And once I got parked, that was it. There was nothing else, nothing more. I'm not waiting on anybody. I'm not doing anything. What you got for me, Mike? Okay, nothing. I heard you. Bless you. But and even Mike, you were there. What was your experience like, man? You had made it. You had an opportunity to see it.
Yeah, so when I went, I was actually in traffic because I had to wait on my sister and her friend. So we left the house at like 1. And keep in mind, I live 15 minutes away from Southern. It was a 4-hour drive. And I mean, other than that, I stopped. I probably parked around 5:30, so I just went straight to the game. I passed everybody, said my highs, but other than that, I just saw the game.
We had Mike in the building. Y'all probably saw him. Didn't even know Mike was there. And he was Southern down. I'm gonna tell you, Mike was Southern down, and I saw you, Mike. It was a blur. I saw you, then you kind of moved around. You was in your own, doing your own thing, and hey, I was in my own world. Because the game was 6 o'clock, man. I had all day in me. Let me put it like that. If that makes sense to y'all, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, I had all day in me. And then when I got to the game, all day caught up to me. And I was good. I was just in my own zone. I was in my own space. But nonetheless, aside from the traffic, I got to give a shout-out to Roman Banks, the athletic director at Southern University, and his staff, because guess what? Very, very exciting with the light show, the fireworks, man. Listen, on top of the huge crowd, the camaraderie, the fun, the fellowshipping, when we got into the game, and shout out to Terrence Graves and Southern for winning, but then everything that went along with it, and the human jukebox, of course, my man, Dr. Taylor, Kedrick Taylor. But, man, the fireworks, the light show, if it couldn't have been any better, my God, man. All of that put together created just one hell of a day that you can never forget. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I know, listen, there's going to be people out there to gripe about X, Y, Z, gripe about this, gripe about that. But at the end of the day, the experience of the game and the atmosphere was phenomenal. And I have to give a shout out to Roman Banks, the athletic director, and his staff for having the thought process of, how are we going to give these fans the optimal experience? And when they leave here after we whooped all corns, you know what, and send them little sad Braves back to Lorman, Mississippi, that won't be the only thing people talking about, because the game day experience of the fireworks along with the light show, man, listen, it created an environment that this is what I like about it. And most of all, this creates the vision for the next generation of the little Jaguars, the kids, that were in the stands, the teenagers that were in the stands that will fall in love, because it's magical moments, it's magical games, it's magical experience, just like what we had this weekend, that when little kids are there, when the teenagers are there, it sticks with them, it holds on to them forever, and that's what creates that love to Southern. So when it's time for them, they say, hey, I'm going to go to Southern. For me, it was the Bayou Classic, but trust me, if I was a kid and I was around Saturday and looking at that, no doubt about it, I would say Southern would be my choice. That's where I want to go to school. I want to be a part of that. I want to be able to come back as an alum and do this each and every year with my family and continue to build and be a part of this. That's how magical it was. All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. We come back on the other side. Hey, I know y'all gave your homecoming a whole hour. Now we're going to talk some football. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.